Oh shit.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, trans and non-binary punks of all ages and denominations, welcome back to another episode of Not Just a Phase, and thank you for joining us in our fourth season. If you're new here, I'm going to get our plugs out of the way really quick. We're online at notjustaphase.net. We're on Instagram and TikTok at Not Just a Phase Worldwide. We are on Twitter at NJAP Worldwide, and we now have a Patreon with video podcasts and bonus content. If you want to help support the expansion of our podcast and the Blogspot and all the other good content we continue to create for you, and a big shout out to our video editing team at Bloco Media, who are also the boys from Modular Lunar. So make sure you check them out and give them a follow as well. Today, Vicky is joining me again on the microphone, co-host, who does so much for this scene. It's quite the resume. I'm sure you've heard me do it a million times. And today we're going to be chatting with one of my new favorite supergroups, Kiowa. The members are composed of musicians that play in a few different screamo bands. We're going to get into that and a lot more here today. And this band has literally everything I want in a band: absolutely feral vocals, mathy riffs, constantly changing, jarring rhythms, top quality drumming, and a lovely mix of emotionally charged, semi-organized chaos. I haven't been this struck with a band since, Jesus, I don't know, number 12, maybe a gift from God. So it's unhealthy how much I like this EP. I'm gonna stop fanboying and just welcome everybody to the show. How's everybody feeling today?
Pretty
Well,
good.
good.
Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah,
Hope
thank
you're
you.
everything.
Yeah.
Of course.
Batter up.
For those not watching the video podcast, can you all just like state your name and what role it is you play in the band so people kind of know your voice?
Well, I'm Yavi. I play guitar.
I'm Eric and I do vocals.
I'm Jack. I play drums.
So we got three out of the seven. You said seven fucking members.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely mind-boggling. I'm glad I'm not talking with seven people today because I don't know how I would do
I don't know
that.
either.
What other bands are you guys currently in? That I was mentioning earlier. Like, this is somewhat of a super group, right?
Yeah.
I don't like to say it, but it kind of is.
I'm currently just in Kiowa and in a hardcore project, Start Today. I was in Versera, but that ended a while ago. Yeah.
I play drums in Claybirds as well as Kiowa.
Claybirds is super sick, by the way. And
Thank you.
Jack is cutting out. Fuck.
Sorry, hold up. I'll mute. Eric, you go next.
Yeah, I'm only in like Kiowa, but I was also in Versera and Let's Make Nothing Happen.
Love both those bands. That is fantastic. So, how did this band come together since you were all in so many other projects? And how do you assemble seven people into a group itself? How do you organize a band practice with seven people?
We're just all like pretty good friends, and then we'll like go to see each other or like go to each other's houses or jam spaces and stuff.
It kind of started with college, 'cause the original lineup was me, Eric, our good friend Jace, and our bassist Nate. And we were like, after college, we would all go to my house, just jam. And we just wanted to play one last show before Jace moved to New Jersey. So we played the show, and then after that, we wanted to play more shows. And we asked Jack if he wanted to fill in for Jace. And I mean, we all just like already loved Jack like as a person and a friend. And I don't know, as a bandmate, we all just like really clicked and just decided to keep it going.
I remember the practice I was going to fill in for Kiowa for at first show. I remember they taught me three songs that they learned, and then there was one I had to create drums for because they had the riffs and everything, but they didn't have drums behind it yet. So I made that, and I remember saying like, "Damn, this is so fun! I want to do this." And they're like, "Honestly, we don't have a drummer, so you wanna join?" And ever since then, I've been in Kiowa.
Best drummer.
Thank you.
Crazy. You're not all in college though, right? Some of you are even younger, I thought.
No, I'm 17.
Okay, yeah. That makes me feel
Yes.
really old. Nice.
It's only a couple of us in college.
I'm
I
the
saw you
youngest
on mute,
member.
Vicky. I thought you were saying something.
I just said, "Oh my God, it slipped out of my mouth."
What?
I just said a very quiet, "Oh my God," because
Oh.
what year is that? 2006? 2007?
2006.
Are we calculating the birth year?
Yeah, I was trying to.
Jesus. I was like, I'm terrible at math. I don't even want to think about it. All right.
I
Oh,
know it's
man.
summer. I don't want to hear math till
Honestly, true.
August.
Yeah, fair. Actually, with you guys being so much younger, I'm always curious. I've asked people how they first got into punk rock, or like how you found underground music. For a lot of old heads, they're like, tapes and shit like that. But like, I don't think we've ever had anybody on the show quite this young, except maybe when we did 44 Caliber. I think those guys are still in high school at the time, or those kids, I should say.
Dang.
But yeah, how did you guys all get into this? How'd you get into this game?
No, I think Jack, you should go first.
Okay. I'd say just through like my dad, he would show me music in the car as I was growing up. That led to me finding a lot of different things. And the more I found through that, the more I started discovering music on my own. And even though I don't use it a lot anymore, but like stuff like Last.fm, I would find a lot of music on there when I was like 13, 14. Now it's just kind of finding music at my own pace. I used to be a really big music nerd. I still am, but like I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good way to say it. Just like my the way I discover music, it always changes.
Yeah, that's fair. That makes sense. I have a million different sources that I find bands from as well, so it's hard to pinpoint exactly, right?
Yeah.
Did you have a gateway band that put you onto screamo
To
or?
punk rock in general, or like screamo,
I want to say
because
screamo.
that's a good question. Probably like Orchid and Journey's Dream. They're just way too classic. But after finding more, I find myself listening to a lot of the Bay Area bands like Haikus and Bon Iver, L, all really good.
Yeah, there's too
Also,
much going
Spirit
on in
versus
the Bay Area.
Psy.
Sorry, say again.
I know. I'm going to the Cali Kicks pre-show tonight.
Oh, Cali Kicks pre-show tonight.
Yeah.
So I was meaning to ask which were like your gateway bands into, I want to say first punk in general and then screamo more specifically.
Okay. I think the first band I really liked, like punk, was Black Flag. I still really enjoy it now. It's just more music I find, more I tend to listen to that new music I find. And I would say for screamo, probably Jerome's Dream. Just really classic.
And what about the rest of y'all?
I guess kind of like the same answer as Jack. My dad showed me a lot of things, and like with more like underground music, I like found I really got or started getting to underground music through indie, because I would just find like really like underground songs on like SoundCloud. And they're all like majority like indie type songs, and then I remember my dad showed me Pennywise, and I really liked that for a while. And then with screamo, I think like the first screamo band I found was Pee Wee Ray from I think they're from Malaysia. Pretty sure they're from Malaysia. And then I found Page 99 and more stuff like that.
That's a crazy entrance way.
Yeah, I know.
Pennywise. Yeah, my dad showed me Garth Brooks. You got off lucky, man. I got no musical influence from him.
Really?
And then Pee Wee Rise is fantastic as well. I wish that was my starting point.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's crazy, Yavi.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, man. Eric, you should yap now.
I think we missed one of you.
Oh. What?
I think we missed one answer. But...
Did we? No. I think we all said it. Yavi Did said he? It.
Not Eric. Not
yeah.
Eric.
Yeah. I'm not Eric.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Go whenever you want. Or Vicky, if you want to re-ask the question or some shit, because I'm going to have to do a whole lot of editing for this one, it seems. Which is fine. I'll manage.
We have one answer left, right?
Yeah. But it was basically like how I got into it.
Yeah.
I basically got into it from like my older brother. He like had all these like CDs and stuff, and I used to like just go into his room and like look at all of it, and I like really got into it. And yeah, and then I started like just listening to it more, and then like I found friends that like had the same music interests, and then I would like ask them for music recommendations, and kind of just like that. You know, just from multiple people, heavily influenced, as you would say, someone would say.
Vicky, that's you.
That's me doing what?
Next question.
In mine already?
Yeah, that's why I knew you didn't know and you didn't say anything. I was like, it's you.
I felt like it was, yeah, how did you? Yeah, and then it's me. Yeah, so
yeah.
So we mentioned how you guys got together, and how you kind of discovered this genre, and I want to ask, like, for how long have you been like actively playing shows, and if you have like a favorite show or in general like a tour memory that you have gathered thus far? I know that you're a relatively new band, but
no,
what's your
no,
favorite
no,
part?
No.
What is it?
My friend has to make a call in the car, so someone else go first, please.
Okay. So you said like favorite show or like tour or anything like that?
Favorite show or tour memory?
Okay. Dang. I tried. It was. We did a little run with Let's Make Nothing Happen. It was at. I think it was at Hudson's house. Like almost like a lot of things went like wrong that day. but like we needed a place to play a show at, because Let's Make Nothing Happen was doing a little run with us, and you know, they're like all like out of state now, or majority of them are out of state now. Run. And did our friend Hudson's house last minute. And I don't know, it was just like something about the vibe of that show that I really enjoyed more than like any other shows. There's nothing really special. It was just the moment, I guess. Oh, actually, no, there was a specific moment. Our friend Hudson, he did a from a second story window cover that day randomly. Yeah, it was just like really cool to see.
Nice.
I don't know how he played that shit. Those songs are like 8 minutes. It's ridiculous. They played the song "The Challenge of Caring." They did it super good.
And Angus was going crazy that day.
That's I know.
All too. It was like nuts to see.
So I was wondering. I have one more reply to go. Would you agree with that? Do you have any other to add?
You think I could mention one?
Yeah.
Okay. Very recently, we played a fest that our friend Kate set up called Home to Heart Fest. And that was so fun. It was so hot, though. But it was super fun. Lots of cool bands played. Ted Williams from New Jersey. They're super sick. Please keep an eye out for their new music. They are insane.
You were also supposed to play a show tomorrow. I believe that you had to drop because some of you guys were sick.
Yeah.
This lineup was incredible.
Yeah, the Cali kids are going to be pissed. Which one of you got sick? I want to know who to crucify. Sorry. No. Yeah. Oh man. Hope you heal up quick. It's not the Rona, is it?
It's yeah. Did, bro.
It is. Oh,
he's going to die.
I kind of regret not saying Home to Heart. It just like completely like flew off my head. Home to Heart was like a crazy ass show. Actually, like one of the best shows I've ever played. But it was like insanely hot. It was like a. Like all the sweat was condensed to the roof, so it was just like raining sweat, like the most foulest shit ever.
That sounds disgusting.
It is
so fucking nasty.
Was that a show thrown by the label?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I assumed. Yeah, same name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, I remember like a few weeks ago, some friends of mine from Italy, that's where I'm from, asked you guys about possibly touring Europe and coming to Italy. Just for shits and giggles, they asked you. And you replied that you'd love to come around and you'd love to play together with Rain. So I was meaning to ask, is there any other band from Europe you'd like to ideally share a stage with?
Algae Bloom.
Yeah.
I know we're super different from their music, but they are so good.
Absolutely.
If June Pike came back, I would love to play with them.
That's another question for later. Also...
What about you, Lil Rick?
I'd probably like to play with Judas Priest. You know,
seriously? Are you serious?
Why the fuck not?
I don't know. Yeah. I love Judas Priest. I don't know if he was fucking with me.
Way funnier, you know.
That's the most random answer.
Yeah, I won't. I'm glad you're not joking, because I would not accept any Judas Priest hate on this podcast. They were
probably like
they were my second concert, I think. Yeah.
What? Yeah. They're like one of my favorite fans.
I feel like you're trolling me, but all right.
He's bad at it.
Now he's actually like one time we were grilling at a friend Miguel's house, and like he just took the aux and actually put on Judas Priest. It was kind of like a mood kill.
Awesome.
So mean, bro. Can't anything anymore.
My bad, bro. My bad. My busy.
And if you can, that was the question I was meaning to ask. If you could see one band do a reunion show, who would it be? It could be from any genre, or like any coming back from the dead.
I would say Love Lost. I really want to see a Love Lost reunion or June Pike. That'd be pretty crazy, in my opinion.
I would love to see Neil Perry. That'd be
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I would say my top. I'm just gonna say three. Love Lost, like Yavi said. All Seven Plagues. That would be insane.
Yeah, Seven Angels would be wild.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Seven, it's a good transition. Good job, Rob. Thank you, Rob. You got seven members in this band. How the fuck do y'all write anything? Like, does someone start with a riff and then six of you build on it or what? Like, I can't imagine how chaotic the writing process is.
So recently, me or David, or the other guitarist, we all have like an iMessage group chat. He would just like record a riff and he would just send it to us like in the group chat, right? Like the file. I'll usually just go in BandLab, create my own part, send it to him, see if he likes it. And if he likes it, we just jam it out once we like meet in the middle of the jam or anything.
I'll usually listen to the part, create a part over it, and show it to another person.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when they figure out guitar parts together, like over BandLab, and then I jam it out a little bit myself, usually we create songs really fast. We just recorded recently, and it was kind of a weird time because I was in Hawaii, and they some of them were in the East Coast on a little trip to visit friends. So when we came back, it was the day of, right? Or the day before?
Of that you guys, wait, then who came back?
Me, when I came back from Hawaii and everyone came back from Jersey. Yeah, what day did we create the new song?
It was, oh my God, it was literally the day of that we were going to go record it.
Oh yeah, yeah. We created probably our best song the day before recording.
Yeah.
Day of, I mean.
But it just felt like it feels natural when we do that because in our heads, we already have all the measures down. We already practice it in our heads. Like, we already know what we want to do with it. So once we like combine it, it's just like practically already there. It's already done.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like practicing it as a band, and then that's it.
It's a wild level of writing. When I was in bands at 17, we could barely get songs together because we were just too busy smoking pot. Like, I don't know. That's a crazy amount of like writing on a level with six other members is just mind-boggling.
Well, we have just two guitarists, a bassist, and me, but we have three vocalists.
Yeah,
true.
We
okay,
just get together and like brainstorm, so it's chill.
Well, then I guess I should ask, how do you overlap three different sets of vocals? Because that's got to be its own chaos too, right?
That's weird. I don't know how
you do it. I think, well, what we did for the recordings, I think I started first, and then like the others would just go after, like filling in spots or just like, I don't think it was like constantly three vocals though for some of the songs, but it just like adds stuff. It's fun.
From what I notice, like the empty spaces are usually like filled in. So like the parts that Eric doesn't do or doesn't do vocals on, Chun or Coleman will fill those like empty spaces.
Yeah.
Just what I noticed.
And does making music and like playing shows and organizing such a huge project with lots of people involved take most of your spare time? And or do you any like any of you guys do you have like a another thing going on for like another hobby, maybe passion, something else unrelated that you do except for music? I know most of us that do screamo don't, so I'm always curious to ask.
Yeah, pretty much. I would say that's what I do, to be honest. But as much as possible, I try to get out there and do different things, because sometimes when I do just music, sometimes I get really burnt out, and I try to find different things to fill up my time so I don't get burnt out. Something I sometimes enjoy doing is graphic design here and there. I've made a few album covers for some bands. I made like
you do the art record for the band?
Yeah. I did the February album cover. I did the recent Arbor Wounds EP album cover. I did an insert, like a just something that was put into the records for Catalyst. I did one for Sarah. A couple that I have that I've made that haven't been released yet, but yeah.
Nothing you can tell us on the podcast?
Say that again? My bad.
I said nothing you can tell us on the podcast that hasn't been released yet? You can't spill the beans on anything? No?
All right. Not yet. I don't know if they would want me to.
Fair enough. I had to ask though, right?
Yeah.
I don't really do much other than this screamo shit, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
All I do is just write the guitars. That's really it. I don't really do much.
Yeah, same. I kind of only like, I'll just like practice instruments like guitar and drums, but it's usually, I usually just do a lot of music and stuff and like play video games, I guess. Or I try to like draw and stuff too, but yeah, I don't know. I don't do that much other. Or I guess I like to hike and stuff. But,
ooh, yeah. Swimming. I've been on a me and Nate, our bases, we have been swimming for like the past, like it's like this whole summer, like every day we've been trying to swim, like at least find a swim plot, get in the water or something, but I got COVID, so plans got ruined and shit.
But did you get COVID at a show, you think?
Definitely Home to Heart, probably. I don't know. It was in the middle of a like LA. Sweaty as shit. Like, it's most likely the culprit.
Yeah, everyone probably has it. That went to Home to Heart.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well, if you guys have heard the podcast before, you know, we usually kind of like end off with some stupider type questions. Keep in mind, you don't want to incriminate yourself, but I always like asking, what's the most illegal or the most dangerous thing you've done that you're willing to put on a very public international podcast?
Man,
just keep that in mind.
I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of a fucking loser, so I don't know how I'm going to answer this.
I appreciate your honesty.
Oh, man. Man, my parents are watching this.
Really?
They're gonna be like, "Oh, Kaiwa interview." And they're gonna see it on his story, man. I'm gonna be like, "Fuck."
You want to give him a shout out?
Yeah, shout out my mom and dad. Fuck. I keep fidgeting with my AirPods and it keeps fucking up the mic. My bad, my bad.
No, it sounds all right. Sounds all right. You're good.
You go first, Eric, because I kind of don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh man,
I don't know.
Shoplifting, I don't know.
Shoplifting. Yeah, what are the kids doing these days? That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't fucking know anymore.
I see, like, trend. It's called the Mbappe trend. Like, right, people.
You have to be wearing an Mbappe jersey from, like, the Paris soccer team, and basically, what you go into any Target, and you just try to, like, get as many things as you can, and just, like, walk out the front door.
Why the shirt? What's the meaning of it?
I don't know, because when we first started doing it, like, that's just what the person was wearing, I guess.
It's more of a tradition.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know, like, yeah.
So is this some fucking TikTok trend or some shit? Like, I'm so
No. It's like kind of a trend between just like our friend group.
Yeah, it's like, my yeah, it's more
it's just like what we like to do. Or we also like to go and like get food at places and hang out.
We like to like dare each other just to do things. We've been playing this new game.
Oh, like what are the odds? We play what are the odds?
What are the odds you just leave the Zoom call? And then he'll be like, oh, out of 10. If we guess the same number, he has
3, 2, 1.
Or, come on, dude. Or, my friend Chase, he made this new game called Emperor Survive. It's like Rock the odds in one.
Wait, you're going to have to say that again, Yabby. It's like Rock, Emperor Paper, Scissors?
Yeah.
Emperor Survive.
He made a game called Emperor Survive. And it's kind of like rock, paper, scissors, and what are the odds? And basically, you know, you throw up signs. If you get the same signs, then you gain a point. First to three wins, and the loser has to do the odds. And the odds is whether like get slapped in the face or like chug like a bottle of Tabasco or just like dumb shit like that.
Eat a dog treat.
Eat a dog treat.
Which one of you ate the dog treat?
Our friend Milo.
Yeah.
There's an Instagram actually for it.
Really?
The Emperor Survives Gmail. I don't know. But
a lot of challenges are posted on there, I assume.
Yeah. That is amazing. Oh, that takes me back.
Wholesome trend.
You said you didn't do much outside of Screamo, but this is a lot of stuff going on.
Well, I mean, a lot of insanely stupid stuff.
Nothing.
Well, it's not stuff that like we're exactly proud of.
Yeah, it's nothing progressive. Nothing that will
just really nothing that will better our life.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
if it makes you guys feel any better. When I was your age, I was dared to snort a shitload of pepper off a McDonald's table at like 2 a.m. when we were all hammered, and I took a fat fucking rail of pepper. And it sucked. So I remember doing insanely stupid shit when I was a teenager.
That's some shit these guys would do.
Yeah, we don't. Genuinely, we don't do like any illegal or like shit like that could get us like in trouble. It's just
stupid shit.
We do like the milk challenge and stuff.
Milk challenge, yeah.
Oh man, I haven't done that since I was like 13. Did any of
you know the milk challenge?
Fuck yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Jackass that I first saw them do it. Like old Jackass too.
Really? I just saw it from regular shows. Just for those who don't know, it's you try to drink a gallon of milk under I think 30 minutes and no one
can like I think you just have to chug the whole thing without stopping or something. Just like the whole gallon. You just have to drink it all.
Well, the issue is keeping it down without puking.
How much is a gallon in liters?
One and a half.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you sipping out the bottle, bro?
That's like almost 4 liters for the your people watching. That's like three cartons of regular, just regular milk.
Chocolate
like
milk,
the worst one.
Like banned. It's like it doesn't count.
Really? Why?
It's not as I don't know. I don't make the rules.
I just make the rules. I just enforce them.
I just enforce them.
Yeah. All right. All right.
So one other certified classic of the podcast we always ask is the following. Assuming is the first time asking this. It's the most iconic question of the podcast. Assuming you're not a pacifist, if you could punch anyone in the face as hard as you possibly can, no repercussions, who would it be and why? Maybe not why, but just who would it be?
Probably my mom.
What? Oh my god.
Like
I hope you get grounded shit. When she hears this. I hope you're grounded when she hears this.
Nah, I'm just kidding. But
bro, Eric, I hope she beats your ass.
Yeah, she better hope I don't do the same to her, bro. Chill.
Oh god.
Whoa.
Shout out Eric's mom.
Alright. Nah, I don't know. I don't really have any violent thoughts against anybody. You know, I don't. Probably like Hitler or something, or like Jack. I don't know.
Oh nah, Charlie, Jack's dog. I actually don't like his dog,
dude.
Fuck you. He's the best.
He's actually a fucking dog, known man. He doesn't shut the fuck up. We're all trying to sleep. It just doesn't shut up. And he's like the worst mood killer. And he's always trying to hang out with us. And we're like, bro, get the fuck away. We don't like you. And he's always there. And that motherfucker humps us. He humps us. That motherfucker's not chill.
I didn't tell him to do that.
What kind of dog is it? A large one?
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, it's a very big dog. We actually don't really know what he is. He's a mutt.
Yeah, and he likes to fucking hump, yeah.
Well, this is the first time this question had an animal for answer.
Well, I don't even know what to say because I know someone that talked on here and like answered this question, and then they got into then there's some repercussion.
Ah, the infamous beef that we made.
I'm not gonna say anything. Oh my god! But you know who I'm talking about, though, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. We had a good laugh about that afterwards. Yeah,
that is so funny.
Man,
I didn't ask that question, and I wasn't on that episode, but I was quite happy to hear that we did cause some shit with that question. It's pretty funny.
That's it? Nobody else wants to punch anyone?
I would go back and do Jack's dog again.
Who would you guys
Let's go?
Yeah, who would you guys punch?
Punch. Yeah.
Who, Rob?
Both of you.
Who would I punch? Oh, yeah. Shit. Man, I got a long, long list. Currently though, probably my landlord.
I would too.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit. We've had cockroaches for 9 months in my bathroom and kitchen.
Holy,
and he turned off my hot water, so I've been taking cold water shower. Yeah, which is illegal, by the way, for all you landlords listening.
You live somewhere very cold, right?
No, it's hot here in Canada right now too. It's summer.
It's not like
where in Canada?
Just outside of Toronto. It's pretty much the only place people know, so I'll just say that.
I just went to this Kitchener.
Okay.
It's in Ontario.
Yeah.
I just went on a trip there. I just got back. It's been pretty funny.
Why did you make a trip to Kitchener? What the fuck is there?
No, I just went with my girlfriend to see her family, but we went like camping and stuff. Like
okay,
a couple hours yeah. north.
Okay, cool. I was gonna say there's nothing in Kitchener. I don't know why you'd come to visit, but I guess if like, what tourist attraction is in Kitchener? There's like nothing yeah. but woods and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's chill though.
Is yeah, that no funeral is. From Kitchener?
Waterloo. Kitchener Waterloo is like side by side type shit. So but yeah, Nate who runs No Funerals out there. Which nice. Is like an hour drive away from where I'm at. Pretty much the same. I'm an hour away from Toronto, hour away from Waterloo. Hopefully going to be a lot closer when I move out of this fucking nonsense. But since you asked, yeah, I'd love to punch my landlord right now. Because I'm getting real sick of cold showers. They fucking suck. They are so cold. Vicky, who would you punch? No one's ever asked you.
Tonight, I am sending a punch to all my friends in Milan. Because one single week I'm not in Milan, 1,000 shows happen. And so all my friends in Milan tonight are either watching... Magnitude and a bunch of other triple B bands. Some other friends are watching Habak, which is even crazier.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Both going on the same night. So my biggest punch goes out to all my friends in the pit tonight.
Well, I mean,
shout
I feel
out
like
to your friend.
A really realistic punch. So you can make your dreams come true if you really wanted to.
Most of the people I'm talking about, I've already punched several times, so it's fine. And they punched me. I just went to Outbreak, and I still have like a sore cheekbone from the which I don't remember which set it was. I'm very ashamed of it, but I might have gotten punched at the Basement set.
We were all throwing punches to Basement.
Poison the Well.
No.
Poison the Well was surprisingly quiet and
really
everybody was just doing their thing peacefully
for Poison the Well.
Really,
and there was a stage invasion at American football,
but the punchers came out for fucking Basement.
Yeah,
everyone decided they want to like just fucking kill each other for Basement, not Poison
side
the Well.
To side. Show me something.
That's jokes, bro. That's jokes.
What's your favorite mosh call?
I
don't see enough windmills to power this fucking city.
Yeah, that one's good.
Who the hell said that? That's hilarious.
Ted Williams.
No,
Ted Williams from New Jersey.
Okay, that's a good one.
I can't really think
it's
of it.
It's so random, but it's so good.
Yeah, I don't really know.
That's a great question, though, Vicky. My favorite mosh call would probably get me canceled if I repeated that shit these days.
Hey, yo. Jack.
Yeah.
What does the beaver say when it stubs its toe? Damn.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck. I should have known that one. Jesus Christ. That is cheesy as all hell. My buddy used to do a mosh call and said, it's time to take off your water wings and dive in the fucking deep end. And that shit used to crack me up. I like a good cheesy mosh call.
Off the record. You're
you can tell me after off the record. I'll cut it when I hit pause on the recording button.
Okay. Because everyone
that out
Jack said in my ear.
No, yeah, fair enough. No.
It's good. It's actually good.
No, it's not.
Hey, we got like two more for you lunatics, and then I got to go out and get black the fuck out drunk. So, what? No, don't. Oh, well, since you put it that way.
Straight edge for life, homie.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone says that till they're 19.
Yeah, I'm not even straight edge.
So, another question out of the silly question repertoire. What music do you listen to that could be considered a guilty pleasure to some? Is there any shameful or cringy music you enjoy?
Pennywise.
I love Brat. I love the new Charlie XCX.
That's good.
But like realistically, I don't have like any music that would like say it's a guilty pleasure. I've been listening to a lot of like techno and getting back into indie again.
I do have a good answer. Because the vocalist is a piece of shit. Daughters.
Oh yeah.
They're so good still, but fuck Alexis.
Yeah, that's risky business, yeah.
Yeah, that was disappointing news.
No. I had their album cover as my lock screen for ages.
Ouch. And then you found out.
I found their album Canada Songs in a record store for $10. There's no way I was gonna pass that up.
Facts though, lucky facts though, because resale value is kind of crazy on that one too.
So yeah. Honest.
Like, hey, I'm not gonna lie, I fuck with Dodgers, but I listened to the version that someone else uploaded, so they don't get the money.
Fuck yeah. You just use Spotify. The artists don't make a fucking dime off that shit. There you go.
No, I use YouTube. I use Musi. YouTube with no ads.
Really? I don't even know what that is.
It's sick. You pay $5 once and no ads for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's actually pretty crazy. It's a really good deal.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm paying like $16 a month for Spotify. Who doesn't give me any money for the content I create for them?
Yeah. Only thing that sucks is...
You can't download.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could listen to like any like anything that's on YouTube, like all the Simon B shit, like a bunch of like records that aren't on streaming. I could just listen on YouTube with like my phone closed. It's perfect.
So it's you guys got all your shameful, cringy music out of the way. I'll jump to the next one.
Yeah.
What about you, Eric?
Yeah,
we missed somebody, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Not I really James like. Reese.
Yeah. I don't know. They're one of my tops. Can't really think. Let's see. That's fine. You could just skip. I don't know.
Actually, there's this one Blade song that I prefer it in a nightcore version than the original version.
No way.
I would say that's my
hate nightcore.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate
nightcore. Yeah, no, nightcore. Yavi, that's actually really bad. That's really bad.
Yeah, that's bad, dude.
Yeah, but it just sucks, dude.
Better nightcore version. It's kind of weird. Like, I usually stand like, fuck nightcore. That shit's whack. But it got hit in this one Blade song.
All right.
Wait, what song is it?
Wait, it's I think girls just want to have fun. That's like
I love that song.
So okay. Good.
Oh my god.
Oh man. All right. Sorry,
scream that's horrible.
I did ask for cringy. You gave us cringy. That's for sure.
It's so layered cringy. It's like stacked.
It's just crazy.
So what are you guys seeing for the future of this band? Like, do you have any goals or milestone? You like want to headline a certain festival? Like,
fell out.
You guys almost played Cali Kicks until Yavi fucked it all up for everybody.
I'm just playing. It's all good.
But like, you guys have been offered festivals already. You've played crazy shows with some big names. Like, What's the next goal? You guys are young. You only got the one thing out.
All right. Maybe instead I will say we want to try to focus on a full-length album. We want to do a pretty lengthy full album. That's just kind of our big goal, is to make a lot of music. And consistently improve, because our sound, or at least for me recently, has been going through like a very like positive change, like a lot more songwriting dynamic shit going on, and I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I definitely do want to focus on an album. I would like to do, I don't know. I've always like. Just want I at least want to experience one big ass show, and then I could just go back to all the DIY. So I just want to experience that once. Yeah, I do want to write more music. I guess the sound that we're going for is like definitely changing. It's more melodic, less like a chuggy shit. Well, but just like less chuggy bullshit.
Well, it's like, there's a lot of like the stuff on the EP that's really like just kind of heavy, a little brutal. But our focus more now is to bring more melodic elements.
Yeah.
And just kind of build off what we have already. We really like Underoath, and we really like For Dire Life's Sake. So if that makes any sense, like the melodic stuff, then yeah.
Yeah, just changes and influences that, you know, will change our sound, obviously. Yeah.
Also love Hopes Fall. They're so good.
I still have yet to see them.
I never got the hype with Hopes Fall.
I don't know. At first, I completely dismissed Hopes Fall and Under Oath. I just thought they were just some random scene bands. But I don't know. The more I listened, it's just kind of like, it's really post-hardcore. That's why I enjoy it a lot. Because I've always enjoyed, like it's really different music, but like I've always enjoyed like post-hardcore and shoegaze music, and those bands seem to bring like the melodic elements of like, I don't know, post-hardcore, like you could say like hum or whatever, and bring that into like heavy music, and I enjoy that a lot. I enjoy it when music is heavy but also vulnerable. Did I cut out?
No, Vicky's mic's off, but she doesn't realize it. She's just talking, looking stupid with her mic. It's pretty funny.
When were you going to have?
Sorry, I can hear you.
Full speech before you.
Didn't hear a single word.
That's so rude. Okay, so I was meaning to ask. Just finally, any last shout outs, plugs, causes you want to speak on before we say goodbye and we say thank you for coming?
I want to. Or you go first, Jack.
Okay. Definitely shout out to One Way Mirror and Death of James Dean, even though they're pretty much the same band, but I want to include both. They are some of our best friends. Tate helps us out a lot, especially because he's home to Heart Records. Shout out Othiel. They are the best. I love their music so much. Shout out Duck Duck Goose. Shout out Ted Williams. I can't think of others. Yavi, you say so.
Nah, Lil Rick.
All right. I'll shout out all my friends and stuff, and shout out my girlfriend, shout out my parents.
That's about it.
And my friend.
I and think Yavi.
Shout out to my dog that Yavi fucking hates.
And fuck that fool.
Wait.
We want to dedicate this episode to what's their name?
Charles.
Thanks,
Charlie.
That fool's a fucking square.
Shout out.
Wait, I do have actual good shout outs right now. Shout out to the members that aren't here. Shout out to Nate. Shout out to David. Shout out to Coleman. Oh, shout out to Christian. David, and shout out to Jace.
And Jordan. And Jace.
I'd say shout out to Tate,
yeah,
my boy Hudson,
Lucas,
my good friends from North Carolina, they're in the band.
Jacob's Industrial.
Oh, Jacob Industrial, yeah, the goat.
Yeah, Jacob's Industrial.
But yeah, my friends from North Carolina,
Michael's father.
Joe, Harleen, who else? Othiel.
Yeah.
Miguel.
Just promise you're going to send this podcast to everyone you mentioned, and you're going to have them sit through the entirety of it, no yeah. skipping, so that no they get to and they get mentioned.
Yeah, that was good.
Shout out that fool again.
Miguel says what's good.
Well, this whole episode is dedicated to Buddy's dog. And this has been an absolute pleasure chatting with you, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. And big fan of your work. Thanks for coming to chat with us today.